Moving on to our top five and last story this hour. Myanmar police have shot and injured four Rohingya Muslims in the country's Rakhine state as part of the government's harsh crackdown on the minority group. Witnesses say two of those injured are in critical condition. They say police opened fire on the crowd after arresting two men accused of smuggling more than 100 Rohingyas out of the country by boat. The attack comes as Bangladesh has announced that it will halt the repatriation plan of thousands of Rohingya refugees until next year. The initial plan to return refugees was set for November the 15th. Hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas fled to Bangladesh after Myanmar's army launched a deadly crackdown on the minority group in August of 2017. Crossing over to Manchester, joined by Jahangir Mohammed, Director of the Center for Muslim Affairs. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, what's the latest information that you have on this situation that has taken place in Myanmar? And is it connected with the total anti-Rohingya perspective in general that we have seen, especially the last year in Myanmar?
Yes, I think it's... indicates the not only the anti-Rohingya attitude of the regime there, but also the anti-Rohingya attitude of other countries who've been rehousing them, who want them to return. And you know, the UN is also applying pressure for them to return when they cannot return. Quite patently, the requirements for them to be safe back in Myanmar have not been met. So it looks like somehow the various political forces are aligning to try and send them all back when they don't want to go back, and surely they are not safe to go back because the circumstances which led them to leave in the first place are still present. You know, the criminals haven't been brought to justice. There is no guarantee of safety. There's no proposal to put in place a protection force if they do return. And, you know, justice has not been served yet. It's totally ludicrous that Bangladesh had arranged and agreed for them to return on the 15th of November. And now, because they are refusing to return, has extended it for another year. Clearly, the world wants to get rid of this problem, and I'm afraid they think the best way to do it is to send them back so the Myanmar government can actually complete the genocide that it started in the first place. It's totally outrageous.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us out of Manchester. Jahangir Mohammed, Director of Center for Muslim Affairs.